Church with 1,000 people, it's exciting, it's everybody gets it, but the shepherd does not know its flock, amen, saying hi to Fred, amen, that's what the church is all about, telling you that Deacon Jim is not feeling well today, amen, telling you that Brother Mark Bush isn't feeling well today, that's what a church is all about, and then guess what we do, we pray for each other, are you with me? Hallelujah. You're going to read together? Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Marilyn, for the song number, and thank you, Marilyn, for the bulletin, and thank you, Marilyn, for the responsive reading and all the hours you put into this, Miss Marilyn. Thank you so much. Responsive reading, Psalm 34. I, who?
I.
That means you. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad.
Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together.
I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears.
This is in the Bible. So you're reading from the Bible, and he delivered you from what?
All my fears.
They looked at him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed.
This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles.
Hallelujah. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them.
Oh, taste and see that God is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him.
Hallelujah. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you to fear the Lord. You ever come to a church before and you have laughter in church? That's what God wants for us. Amen. God wants you. Listen, we got to get serious. You know, you really have to be serious with Lord. I don't mean you have to get serious right there, but we have to be serious because what we're doing is changes our lives. And as you walk with the Lord, it changes your children's lives, your friends' lives, your neighbor's lives. Sergio, I know you. Sometimes you feel like your friends are just out there, and you're the island for them, and they come against you because they don't understand. Anytime people don't understand, they come against. But you are the island. You are the rock. And if they don't come to you, other people will. See? And we never give up the light. And the brighter your light shines, sooner or later somebody's going to say, I don't know what he's got, but I want some of it. See, that's the thing walking with the Lord. Amen. That's the joy. But the thing is, that you're never alone. Have you ever, did you see that show last year on TV, Gary, that they called Alone? It's coming on again. They put 10 people alone up in Canada, off the coast of Vancouver. And the first thing they got to the, and these were sportsmen like George Marson. Not that it would happen to George, but these were sportsmen, people who knew. And the first thing that got them, Gary, they were alone. They were truly alone. There was nobody within 50 miles of where they were. And I tell them, the first thing that you need to know, and your first victory, is that you're never alone. Amen? Does that mean you're going to not fall back? Of course not. Does that mean you're never going to make mistakes? Of course not. We all fall short. We all say and do things we wish we didn't. And things happen in our life that we don't understand. But if you give it to God and know that He's going to take care of that or help you through that, then all of a sudden, you're not alone. Amen? If you say, no more my way or the highway, I'm going to raise my hand. Anybody else ever say that in your lifetime? I've said that. My way or the flow? You said that? Gary, you need to talk to this woman. You see, but with God, you could still say my way or the highway as long as your way is God's way. Amen? You see, because that's what God's all about. God gives us freedom. God gives us freedom to love Him in such a pure way. And it's us who make it confused. Now, Gary and I were talking this week about that one scripture I'll talk about later. But He said, anybody gathered together in my name. That's the beginning. See, that's the first. Anybody gathered together in His name can't be in a bad place. Amen. But legalistic people say, well, that might just mean this or it might just mean that. And I say, time out. My Father who art in heaven said all my things, all my prayers. Amen. All the things that we talk about when we agree according to His will, He is there in our presence. He helps us. So I said, I want to get into, you know, people. That's where the churches start separating. One church says this. And it might be true. Another church says this about heaven and hell or about sin. And it, but I say the word of God, and I'm going to read it. The word simplicity. Could you say that with me? Simplicity. You see, you keep it simple with God. Really just keep it simple. And really, you know, He gives you the desires of your heart after you commit your way to Him. After you delight yourself in the Lord, Sergio. He said, and sometimes He's going to want to see how determined you are. How many were with us when we first started beside Marilyn and Chuck and David? We had 5 people, sometimes 6, sometimes 4. And we just started, and we kept believing, and we kept believing. And God, I think, I feel in my heart, God wanted to see me. He said, I want to see how determined you are to really be a pastor. And there are not a lot of people there. Are you going to put a sermon together every week? Are you going to talk about me every week? Are you going to teach 4 people? Is 4 people enough? Because to God, 4 people is plenty, amen? If we had 2 people, it would be plenty. So I believe that, David, we were in a season here where God was checking me out. Not that I wasn't reading the word, but I wasn't reading the word with authority, with power, with clearness, because I was nervous. And so God wanted to see me. And so sometimes He checks you out. You say, I want this job, or I want this person, or I want to. And God's saying, okay, let me see how determined you are. Because when He blesses you, amen, He's responsible for what He's blessed you with, see? He's going to bless you, but He's responsible. So He doesn't want to bless you with something that you're just going to throw away or forget about or give credit to somebody or something else, amen? So sometimes God wants to see where you are. And the testimony today is I've seen, and you might have, time and time again, believers, and you're all believers, with an anointing, which means a blessing, a blessing from God. For certain prayers, for certain things, amen? I was with a pastor for 16 years, had a healing ministry. Elder Pat, you tell me. And she prayed for people, laid hands on people, all that. And I could tell you that she had an anointing for women who wanted to have babies. First few times I said, it was amazing. But when she went to a woman who couldn't conceive and she laid her hands on that woman, Sergio, it was amazing. They would, and my testimony, they would come back a couple of years later and tell her to stop because they've had 2 children. And so, did everything she prayed about come to happen? Of course not. She's a woman who loves God. Amen. And my wife prays about rain and snow. And the rain stops, and we don't get rain and snow. And I wish Deacon Jim was here to testify, because last year when we drove home from Tennessee, we drove home, she said she'll never do that again, drive with me. There were storms from Tennessee to home, and Jim was our headquarters, our Houston Central. And he was saying, be careful on the highway in Kentucky, be careful in West Virginia, because there's thunderstorms. Sergio, I never turned my wipers on all the way home. And we would drive by places that were flooding. The roads were flooding. And I believe that people have certain prayers and certain anointings for certain things in their prayer. That's why when we have our prayer night, we want everybody to pray. You know, in your heart, when you have a strength to pray, sometimes like Elder Pat, she has a strength to pray for everybody. She just prays for people because her faith says, I believe God. So when you come to the prayer night and we start praying for you, you just feel her prayer and her faith. And she will let you tell your story once, Sergio, but she won't let you tell your story twice. She said, we've already prayed about that. We're not going to listen to that. But it's her prayer. And here's the thing. You might say, Greg, you might say, I don't have enough faith to believe that right now. It doesn't matter what you believe. It doesn't matter. Like one of my favorite stories in the Bible was the centurion. Anybody remember that? He meets Jesus, and he says, My servant is ill and he's going to die. I want you to pray for him. And Jesus said, oh, I'll come to your house right now. And he said, no, you don't have to come. So I understand who you are. I understand authority. And I understand, I have 99, I have 100 men behind me. And I tell them to go and they go. And I tell them to come and they come. And I know who you are. And I just know that if you just say it, that he will be healed. Now the person had no idea, Greg. The person he was praying for maybe never had faith, never even knew God. But Jesus looked at the centurion and said, I've never seen so much faith. I have never seen this kind of faith. He was walking with disciples who were walking with him. Amen. He went to churches. He saw the people in the churches. He saw the priests and the high priest. He saw the scribes. And yet he said to this man, I have never seen so much faith. Be it as you said. And when that centurion went home, what happened? His servant was
healed.
Amen. Hallelujah. So I've seen believers with an anointing to pray for certain things. It is amazing. But prayers are what? Words from your lips to where?
God's
ears. But, say that with me,
but?
It is always God and God alone who knows how to answer and more so when to answer. Amen. Faith holds on. When you've prayed, you hold on. And let me tell you these three words. God never forgets what you prayed. Amen. Say that with me. God never forgets. Hallelujah. So faith takes our eyes off of our problem to do all the things that we can do while God answers. Are you with me? Faith takes your eyes. You might be going through something, and I know we all are. You might get things in your life that you're worried about. I say, don't worry about it. God's give you something to do today. He'll give you something to do, some place to go today, something to enjoy today, some people to talk to today while he's answering that. But you got to stay focused on him. You got to trust him, and you got to do all the little things that you can do to get you ready. Because when he answers the prayer, you want to be what? You want to be ready. Amen. I tell people all the time, they get depressed. I said, that's not going to help you. I said, because when God answers your prayer, you're going to be in a place of depression. And then you're going to have to work your way out of that before you can enjoy the blessings of God. How many know that? Y'all got your gold book with this? You, by the way, don't leave without one of these. These are free. We give you these out. We don't charge any money. We don't send you a check. You know, we'll send you a payment. Take one of these. They're called God's Promise Books. I call it God's Golden Book. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into them, into him, and dine with him, and he with me. Amen. Ask yourself, why would God have to knock at that door? Amen. You need to let him in. Let him in. He said he will come to who? You. And he will do what with you? He will dine with you. He will be with you. He will spend time with you. Amen? That's our promises. These are the things that you need to hold on to. And there's so many of them that I wanted to read. And I just, like I said before, I have so much that it just gets... I had a great week with God. And I pray that one of these Sundays, all of you look at me and say, well, Pastor, we had a great week with God too. Amen? Are you with me? Hallelujah. Let's pray together. Lord, help us. Help us to see. Help us to know. One day at a time, Lord. Each day that we can grow stronger in you, Lord. You know our troubles. You know what we're going through. But if we believe you have the answer, that relieves us from worry. That relieves us from the anxiety of wondering. And we will do what we can today, Lord, as we're walking closer to you. Lord, we want to be stronger in you, not just for ourselves, but for our husbands, for our wives, our children, our grandchildren, for our friends and for our neighbors, Lord, because we change the world one person at a time. And if I get closer to God, and then somebody else gets closer to God, then somebody else that I don't even know will get closer to God because of what that person did. And brothers and sisters, we all have people we can touch. People that you can touch that I can't. People that we can reach that other people can't. I tell Brother James that all the time, our Indian warrior, there's people he can talk to about God that will listen to him, that won't listen to me. So Lord, lift this church up in faith. Lift this church up in prayer. Lift this church up and be that beacon, Lord. Let us do more each day to serve you and to love you, Lord, because we know when we do that and when we stand in praise, the door will hear us. And when we stand in praise, the city will hear us. And when we stand in praise, the town will come in and want to know what it's all about, and then we will tell them about you. And this church will have victory. The town will have victory. And then it will spread like a wildfire. Thank you, Lord, that you give us this day to love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Can I get an amen? And can I hear my prayer? Oh, that you would bear with me a little while, a little folly. And you do. And it's what it says right here. Paul said that. I just said it, but Paul said, oh, that you would bear with me in a little folly, and indeed you do, bear with me. Yes, you do. And Paul says, for I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by the craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from, and I love this, the simplicity that is in Christ. For he who comes preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you received a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may be well put up with it. Telling us that we have itchy ears sometimes, amen? Sometimes we receive things that aren't of the Bible, aren't of God, and we get confused. We have a Bible study now, which is celebrating our first year anniversary this month. Hallelujah. I didn't just pick somebody to do the Bible study. I prayed about it, and I need to tell you, I wanted to do the Bible study. But God said, that's not how we build a church. You need to delegate. You need to put it out and find somebody. So as I prayed, and I waited, and we preached every Sunday, Gary and Marcia were here every Sunday. They heard the preaching. They heard the testimonies. They heard the doctrine, Sergio. They knew where this church was and how it stood. So as I prayed more, they heard more. And then one day God called me to ask Gary. And the first thing he showed me was humble. He said, I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know if I can do it. And I said, that's the exact answer that I want to hear, Dominic. That's the exact answer that I wanted to hear, that he was humble. I said, you know the doctrine. You know the church. I trust you because you're a fellow here. You're a brother here. You're a member here. You understand. Amen? And he said, yes, Pastor, I do. And I will do, and I will show you what we'll do. And I said, no, Gary, I want you to do the Bible study. I want you to have it so that if something goes wrong, you know how to fix it. I'm not going to be the overseer. Amen? But the one thing you have to understand, that if the Bible study fails, it's not Gary that fails. It's me. Amen? Because I'm the pastor. If something happens in the church and it fails, I'm the one who loses the congregation. Amen? But it didn't fail. It's a success. We've had more people at the Bible study since the first night than we had for 2 years at our church. But it's because the family is growing together, amen? And that's the importance of staying, like it says, the simplicity of Christ in this ministry, in this church. Knowing who God is and how we're preaching God and the simplicity of His love, amen? We're not making rules and regulations. I have to tell you, and I'll be honest with you, and I know you want me to be, I've had calls from other people who I've met before in the past who preach. One guy lives out in New Jersey. He's on TV every week. He said, "Pastor Larry, I want to come and preach in your church." No. No, no, no. Because I know how he preaches. And I know what he preaches. And I know that this church, this ministry, the Second Congregational, is not about that. And it'll add confusion. Amen? And I have to be honest with you again. May I be honest with you again? The pastors who I love, I spent 16 years with, and I confessed this to Elder Pat on Monday, I would not want them coming here to preach to you. Because they preach a different spirit. It's all Bible. Amen? But they'll teach confusion. They'll teach you and say things to you that I just don't want for this flock. Amen? Because you're my flock. You're who God blessed me to be shepherd of. So I want you to know the importance. The reason why our Bible study, and I know that God has blessed it, and the reason why is because Gary and Marcia are here. They understand the Bible. They understand the teachings and the doctrine of the church. So every time that we expand and every time we do something more, as long as inside the church, it will be blessed by God. And I have to be on my always guard to say, you know, I don't know who I want up here preaching to you. We went away for 1 week. Gary did the Bible study. We heard sermon. We heard wonderful things because the doctrine didn't change. The message didn't change. Amen? And that's the importance. I believe that's really the importance of church and God. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Y'all get quiet on me sometimes. It makes me nervous. I get nervous once in a while. Don't you worry about that. Hey, you got to talk to this flow lady, Gary. I don't know what you're teaching her in church on Sunday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, that's all right. I was going to read you something out of the notes of my Bible. It says, when we sing, and when we praise Him, Chuck, and when we pray, when we preach, it's all unto God. It's all for God. It's all for Jesus. As long as we do everything that we do unto God, the church will be blessed. As long as what we do when we're playing, not to show off, or when we're singing, or when we're, you know, anybody rises any higher, we have to pull them back because that's not of God. But as long as our eyes are focused on God, as long as we're preaching the Word and teaching you the Word and making you hungry for the Word, amen? Are you with me? Then the church is blessed. And I had something in my head that I wanted to talk about as far as freedom. And I picture this room, this dark room, and I want you to maybe come in with me to this dark room, because in there is freedom, see? In there you can let go. See, you go in this room, hallelujah, and you say, Lord, I want to be free. And He says, well, let go. Let go of jealousies. Let go of controlling. Let go of what you think. Let go. Let go. Let go and be free. And that will change you. You say, well, I don't really feel like standing up when they're praising. I say, okay. But I tell you, try it. One Sunday you say, you know, I'm going to stand up. I'm not going to clap. I'm not going to wait, but I'm going to stand up. I'm going to try it. See? And then the Spirit of the Lord will rise up inside of you and say, hey, you're doing something more with me today. The Spirit of the Lord will get inside you and say, hey, you're really doing more today. And it might have been a sacrifice of standing up. Are you with me? And then you say, oh, I feel pretty good. I think I'm going to clap now. Hallelujah. And this feels pretty good. I'm free. I'm free in the Lord. I can do this in my church. Let me tell you, if you don't do it here, I know you're not going to do it on Wednesday afternoon. And I know you're not going to do it in a traffic jam on Thursday. But if you start here, if you go into that room, that dark room, and say, I'm going to take this to something I've never done, and I'm going to try it. I'm going to let go. Amen? Because a lot of the things that we do today are what you were brought up with after you found the church. See, like Miss Pat, Elder Pat said, before I knew God, before I knew the Bible. So I had freedom to worship. I had freedom to laugh and to love and to ask him to bring that deer over to my way. And if he didn't, it was okay. And ask him to let me catch the big fish. Because you know why it was okay to do that? Because I was talking to God. He might not answer you the way you think, but he's looking down there saying, look at that boy, he's talking to me. He really thinks I can bring that deer over to him. He said, no, I gave you all the skill to do it. You're on your own. But he, you see, it's what you're doing. You're talking to God. You're doing it in a way that the Bible says. See, but you did it before. And then you go to church. Sit down. Look up. Somebody tells you to stand, you stand. And somebody talks to you and then you leave. And then you say, well, what happened? I don't know. You ask a lot of folks, and I'm not talking about any denomination. I'm just saying, right, Dominic? You ask people out of church, what happened in church on Sunday? I don't know. Well, they took an offering. They wanted me to this and that. And, you know, see. I said, why did you go then? I want you to let go. I want you to really let go. I want you to let go of the things that are holding you down. Amen? We've done it all our lives. We've been trained all our lives for who we are. I want you to let go. I want you to let God fill you. If you like holding on to something so bad, you're jealous or possessive, let it go. Let it go. Say, Lord, I'm going to give this to you. And then guess what you find? Freedom. You find freedom to enjoy. Let me tell you. This man was jealous when I was a kid. When I was a young man, and now don't say a word, you know, younger too. Jealousy, possessiveness, stuff like that, it was in my spirit. It was in my life. It was in my family's life. My daddy, my brother, that's all I knew. And I could not be married to this bride if I kept that. I would have drove myself crazy. Who's looking at her now? You know what that ruins? Everything. Amen? It ruins everything. It ruins the most beautiful relationship because all of a sudden, though I love her, now I want her to be different. Amen? You see, we let go. And if you let go, I promise that you'll receive more than you thought you could get. Amen? When you do that, when you let go and stand up in church, I promise that you'll feel something you never felt before with God. When you let go and tell somebody that you went to church, I promise they're going to say, how was it? I promise things good will happen to you because you're doing it with who? With God, unto God. The simplicity. No rules and regulations. We got them right here. You know in your heart what's right and wrong. Amen. You know in your heart when you tell a joke that you shouldn't have. You know in your heart that you shouldn't do the things you do. Amen. Does that make us perfect? No. Amen. But do we judge others? No. We don't judge anybody. We lift everybody where? Up. I want this church, that means I want you to be lifted up on Sunday. I pray every week, especially Dominic and Nellie. You know, Dominic's a reverend. Did you know that? Did you know he's a reverend? So when he comes into church, I say, Lord, I need to feed him something so that he feels like I've done my work. It's in my heart to make them feel like this is where they belong, where you belong. This is your home because I want this church to be stronger. You are Dale of the Bride. Amen. You're the bride. He's going to come through that door looking for his bride. I want you to have joy. I want you to have peace. I want you to have faith. I want you to be in good success. I want you to prosper. You know that the Bible says we should prosper? Some people taught me years ago that you couldn't have money and be in a church. I said, what are you talking about? If God is blessing you, you want the blessings. And then other people come and said, how'd you get this? I said, God gave me the job. God gave me this. God helped me get this. God opened the doors. Amen? That's the answer. That's the sharing. Amen? And then we want to be in a position to help others. Amen? Until we're strong, we can't help others. But the stronger we get, the more we can help others. That's what the Bible says to do. To love one another, lift one another. Amen? To be free. To be free to worship. He's so beautiful. God, what do we say? And we didn't do it this morning, David. We did not say the Our Father this morning. We're going to do that at the end, see? And I didn't plan it that way either, Chuck. I just forgot to do the Our Father thing. It's your fault. She's not here. When I read his word, sometimes I have tears in my eyes, and sometimes I just am in awe of the things I read now that I wish I knew when I was 30. Only because my life would have been so, the blessings and the peace. Bill Kohler, hallelujah. I wish I understood, but I thank my mother that she took me to church 2 or 3 times a year, and that she planted those seeds in my heart. Even though when I went to Mass, it was in Latin. Sorry, I didn't understand a word of it. But this is our chance today. This is our chance today to do more for in our lives. This is our chance today to change. Our chance today to be free. Our chance today to draw closer to God. And it sounds like draw closer to God. What does that mean? Letting go. Letting God fill you. Lean not on your own understanding. What does that mean, Sergio? Don't worry about what you're worried about. Don't worry about your friends. That's your understanding. Let them worry about themselves. You just get stronger because God's got blessings for you. He wants them too, but he wants you even more now because you love him and you're his child. And these people are all our brothers and sisters. You're my brother. Amen? Let it go. Let God change you. Remember we talked about change? Well, the change of the church is happening. Look around how it's growing. And we have a half a dozen, 8, 10 people who aren't here today from other people. And last, we had over 60 people for our Easter service. Isn't that funny how people come out for Easter and Christmas? That's all right. I don't care. As long as they come out, I don't care. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Nancy. Thank you, Lord. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him. Gary, this is the answer to what we were talking about. To me, the answer to what we're talking about. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So if 2 or 3 are gathered together and it's about the church, some people say that it's about the matters of the church. Let me tell you the matters of the church. It's us. We are the church. We are the bride. Amen. So if we come together praying according to his will, it says 2 or 3 together, he's gathered and he's with us. As long as we're praying according to his will together. And we have the confidence of our prayer, the Bible says he hears us. Amen. That is simplicity. We can get caught up in a word or two, but the word all means a lot to me. Amen. All things. All things. So I take all things to mean all things. Lisa and Fran, you've been coming to church now, and you're getting in the habit now of waking up and let's go into church. It's my job to feed you. To feed you, to make you want to come more. And then it's my job to pray that during the week you see something happening that you heard at church. Or you feel stronger. I have prayer for you, friend. And when we pray, it'll be just between you and me. But I have prayer. Amen. The thing about prayer is it never opinion. It's always the word of God. Amen. When we counsel, it's always the word of God. And that's how we're all going to get blessed. But Gary, we are the bride. So when we gather together at that prayer night and we were praying for people, simply we need to believe. James is pretty tough on us. He says, don't waver. He said, if you doubt in your prayer, it's like the waves of the sea. And I know that some of our faith, amen, will not be where it needs to be. But what did I say before? Some of us have an anointing for certain things, amen. So as we pray together, and welcome home. We're so glad to see you. You look wonderful. You feeling good today?
Yes,
yeah. No, it's okay. It's only the beginning. Amen. This is only the, and it's wonderful. It's a new start. Like today's opening day baseball. It's all new. But with God, it's perfect. The more you draw close. I mean, he's got so many blessings. He's got so much more for you than you have today. How many want that? How many want that? Really? Elaine, you want that? You want more of God and you want it? Then you got to let go. You have to let go of the things that hold you back. And I'm not telling you that next Sunday you have to stand and clap. I'm telling you to take a step every week. Do something every week that you let go. Whether anybody else does or not, you let go. Let me tell you, it sets you free. It sets you free to enjoy God. Amen? And when people come into your church, whose church? They're going to see you doing what? Praising him. They're going to see you clapping. They're going to see you with a smile. They're going to hear you laughing and saying, that's church? Absolutely. Absolutely. This love letter is for you to be blessed. Amen? Let's stand up and pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, Lord. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let go. You all stand and give him praise while you're standing. Give him praise. Let him hear your praise. Thank you.
stand up, please? Everybody stand up with me. Get that guitar, Greg.
Whatever, and if it's husbands, wives, boyfriends, in your life, your friends, whatever's coming against you, let it all go. If somebody came against you, let it go. Pray for them. If you have a disagreement with the person you love, let it go. And when you love somebody, love that person for who they are. God knows my wife does that with me. She is the cleanest, neatest person in the world, and I am not. And she loves me. Let it go. If somebody that you love is happy doing what they're doing, lift them up. Don't lift them up. Let them do it. And then you're going to find more love, more peace, more joy. And you're going to forget about those things and move on to others, because other things come in your life. But love God that way. Love each other that way. Love this church that way. Say, I'm not going to miss church on Sunday. That pastor's crazy, and I want to hear what he's going to talk about. I'm not going to miss Bible study on Wednesday because those people are crazy. I want to see what Flo's going to do and how Gary's going to fix it. You see, there's always something when the family of Christ, and we have a church of 1,000 people, we would lose this. Do I want more people here? Absolutely. But only when God says more people are coming. And when those people come, I want them to see you smiling. I want them to see you praise. I want them to say, this is where I need to be, because I'm going to get fed here for my life. Amen. Hallelujah. It all started with Jesus. Amen. Even Satan didn't know what he was talking about when he said, I'm going to be died and raised in the third day. Satan didn't understand. The disciples didn't understand when he told them, but you have Jesus now. You understand. So this time, hallelujah, is a memorial, but it will be a celebration someday. Amen. And Jesus took the bread, blessed and broke it. And he said, this is my body being torn for you. And he simply asked the disciples to eat and do this in remembrance of him. These are deacons coming, not disciples, but that's okay. Of course, I'm not sure about Bill. He might be a disciple. Careful who you're talking about. You don't want to think about God? He says you never know when you're going to meet an angel. You might see somebody who needed a drink and you buy him a soda and you think you did something nice and God is saying, Sergio, you did something for one of my angels. Just sent him down to see how you would greet him. God does so many wonderful things for us in our day that we miss. And don't miss. Don't hold back because of what you learned after you knew who God was. Right, buddy? The miracles, your testimony is one of the most wonderful testimonies because I know it's scripture. That you saw the angels. You saw what you saw. And I said, that's right in the scripture. And my heart, I got goosebumps because what you saw was scripture. It wasn't crazy, it was God. Amen. And that tells you that he's with you. When something happens in your life, when you almost did something and you almost got and you didn't, you got the first thing you got to realize is God is really with me. Really with me. And the second you understand and know that, your whole life changes, Dale. Not the tragedies, and we all have the tragedies. Dale, we love you so much, what you've been through. The church knows we love you and we lift you up. We try to give you peace and comfort because we all go through that. And I read that earlier. We give each other comfort because there'll be a time that we need it. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Chuck. This is a sacred time, but at the same time, it's a beautiful time that you acknowledge and thank him. Simply thank him in remembrance for what he's done for us, that opened every door for us in Jesus' name. When we have our celebration and our prayer night, I know that people will receive, and I know that God will move, but we don't have to wait till the prayer night. As we celebrate and we remember Jesus and we remember the blood, this is a wonderful time for you to simply talk to God and thank him. Ask him to help you. He knows every single thing about you. Every word you ever said, so just go in there and smile and say, Jesus, it's me again. Help me. He took the wine, poured it into a cup, saying, this is my blood being shed for you for the remission of your sins, according to the book of Matthew. Simply asked us to drink and do this in remembrance of him. Ooh, nice catch. I thought I dropped it. Thank you, Lord. I looked out my window at 7:30 and didn't think we were going to have church. No. I said, no. And as I was driving here and I saw the blue skies, I said, Lord, you are something else. You're so beautiful. I thank you, Lord, for those who came to church today and their friends, that they would come and build with us, become part with them and us. Thank you, Lord, for prayers answered. Thank you, Lord, for the prayers that are answered that we haven't seen yet. That's faith. Thanking him for the answer before you received it. That's faith. It's not crazy. It's faith. And the Bible says we please him with faith. So if you simply believe right now, you're pleasing God. Not me, not anybody up there, not anybody in any other building. You are pleasing God with your faith. He wants to dine with you. He wants to walk with you. He'd love you just to be his companion someday. Just tell him about something. Tell him something wonderful. How many of you told the same story more than 7 times? People say, I've heard that story before. Talk to God about something that made you feel good, made you laugh. Say, Lord, remember that day when we were at the Yankee game and the Yankees won? Remember how excited I was? And God said, yeah, I remember. Wasn't that great? You see, just have conversations with him. He's our father. Amen. When my dad was a boy, I miss him. We would talk about everything. That's what you do with your father. He'd love to hear that story again because he'd love to hear your joy. And he'd love to hear about the victory and the celebration. That's your God. He wants you and him to know each other, walk together. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did what he did for us before you even knew him. Hallelujah. Because he first loved us. Do this in Jesus' name. Amen. Sunday in April. We weren't promised this last Sunday. We just prayed about it and said we'll see you next Sunday, but it wasn't a promise. He got you through. Thank you, Lord. Give him praise, church. I will say this, and I want to say this. I got my brother Chuck here, my deacon, one of the first two guys we talked to ever. You and I have been praying for this church to be a beacon. It's a beacon from the inside out. The more I prayed about that, the more God showed me that we'll be a beacon from the inside out. If you could have seen where I was standing when everybody was standing and clapping for that one, if you could see that, I see the beacon starting to shine. These folks are coming into our church. They've only been here. This is your second time with us. They want to see a beacon in here. They want to see a church on fire for God. Crazy on fire. Crazy about God. Letting go and letting people pray. We're going to be that beacon from the inside out. Bible studies, 1 year already. 1 year. Blessed Wednesday nights. And we let go. I had to let go. I wanted to do that Bible study, Dominic, but God said, no, too much. Maybe someday when all I have is a church and I don't have to worry about any other work or anything, maybe someday we'll do that. But for now, I had to learn to let go. And it was hard. But now that I've let go and I see the blessings, I like it. I like it. The church has to know that I'm responsible as the pastor. No matter what, we have a wonderful committee now, and they're doing great things. They're wonderful things. And I've never been in the parsonage, but they're working on the parsonage. You all see the new cushions. Aren't they beautiful? Remember how excited we are? I'm excited every time I see them. We got a great committee of people coming together to try to, but the committee would be gone if I messed up. One time, if I did something to hurt the church, the committee's gone because the church will be gone. So the brighter the light of the beacon, the stronger we are. Then the committee can do whatever they want for us, for a blessing. But it all starts right here. And as it goes out, and Gary's going to have to learn to delegate now too. And we all have to learn how to delegate and give and introduce other people to be workers with the church. And then when you do one thing for the church, all of a sudden, guess you feel like it's your church. Art and Gladys do the flowers outside. They've taken that upon themselves. And, you know, they do it because they love their church. And that's what, now it's their church. They drive by and say, there's our church. And it's not just a building where they go in and leave on. It's their church. They come here during the week and water the flowers. And that's what happens. That's when the church grows from the inside out. Brother Bill Kohler doing the music at our potlucks. It's his church now. He prayed he wanted to do music. I prayed. I wanted him here. I'm selfish. I wanted him here with Annie. And said, Lord, and he opened the door. He opened the door for Bill to be able to sing his heart out. And I say, sing your heart out, Bill. I'll play my guitar with you. Amen. This is how this ministry will continue to grow. Now, you look around. We have at least 8-10 people that were sick or not here today. You look around and see what we're doing. It's not the numbers, but I want to see numbers. It's not the numbers. It's the unity of the church. Amen? The blessing of the church. Give them praise, church. Give God praise. Don't you worry about one thing, Sergio. Besides God, we got your back. You're good. You're on your way. And I know. I want God to answer every single prayer for you because we've been praying together for a long time, reading together. And I love you, man. I know we just talk about you all the time in the nicest ways, of course. But just know that, you know, there's a world of unbelievers out there. They have their own ministry. It's called the ministry of unbelief. And there's a lot of preachers out there preaching it. And preachers out there of unbelief telling us Christians how we're supposed to be. Isn't that funny? They don't know anything about being a Christian, yet they tell us what a Christian's supposed to be. Amen. Hallelujah. You stay strong. We got your back.